Blog Talk Radio.
You know me, I have to do my impoverished birthday gifts right now. You know, my money's on the way, though. You know, my billions of dollars are really on the way. I already know, okay? God touched my heart, and I know it's coming. So, you're for real. But for real, you know, I got you when, you know, I get my money. But anyway.
Today is not my birthday.
Yeah, I know. This is your, this is your surprise party birthday gift from Pookie. Surprise! How was that? Was that cool?
That was so great.
But look, I'm good. You know, I want to kind of, you know, tell you the truth about, you know, my life. You know, for a birthday gift, it was like, you know, they, you know, I talk about slavery, and so when I talk about it, you know, the government, they don't like me. The businesses, they don't like me, you know, because I'm kind of exposing what they're doing right now. Like, everybody, the businesses and the government, the system of slavery, the police, everybody, you know. And recently, I got some new people not to like me. Some people overseas don't like me now. Like, you know, you ever heard of MS, what is it? The UK intelligence agency, MS5 or what, I don't know what it's called, but They I don't think they like me now, because I had my Wi-Fi, you know, it's like now I have I had the FBI. Somebody was around here with the FBI popping up on my Wi-Fi thing. Now it pops up MS6 or whatever it is over there. And so I just want to tell you the truth, okay? Who's like, I'm still your brother. I've never joined a gang. I mean, I talk to all the street guys, you know, I'm not a police officer. You know, I'm not in the FBI or the CIA. What else? I'm just me. You know, I'm still just me. You know, I'm still Pookie, and so that's why I was playing like Atlantis. It was like I wanted to remember. You know how we used to go on the trip when we were little, and they would have that blasting, and we'd be sitting in the back like, I love the song, but it was like, man, they got it all loud. So I was like, well, me and Toya, we gonna pretend like we back on 105th in Aberdeen. And we sitting there with her Tonka toy. You remember that Tonka, that white Tonka toy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to time travel. I'm going to take you back to that Tonka toy. And we're going to, we're going to listen to a few songs and just reminisce for a second. You remember when we were little back in Eden Green?
Eden Green,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, when we had the crab apple tree. It's like,
yeah.
I remember telling you one day when we were little, I said, now, Toya, when I die, I'm going to send you a crab apple tree. You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to send you a crab apple tree so you'll know that heaven is real.
Hmm.
And I always remembered that. I don't know if you remember, but I always remembered that.
I don't remember
and
it.
So, but when you moved into that South Carolina, when you all lived on the base in South Carolina, you had a crab apple tree in your yard.
I did.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, I got a little scared. I was like, hey, am I still alive? Because, boy, you got a crab apple tree in your yard. But, yeah, you know, I'm like, what's going on? But, what did I tell you? Oh, yeah, but you know, when we was on 105th, you know, we used to always listen to, you know, we used to listen to Daddy Records, you know? And, like, I was listening to, what's that? That Beatles song. What was it? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man, I can't think of it right now.
The Beatles song I listened to all the time was Go Hide Your Head in the Sand, Little
Boy. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little boy, or something like that.
Yeah. Hide your hand in the sand, little girl.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
yeah, something like that. I used to listen to
Catch you with another man.
Yeah.
I love that song. But it's like, but I was like, we're going to listen to a few songs, and I'm going to, and we're going to reminisce for a second. So, let me, I got to get my phone right. Let's see here. Here, we'll play one of her, there's the mommy song. You remember when mommy used to like this song?
I'm wishing on a star.
Hey.
To follow where you are.
Call mommy right now.
I'm wishing on a dream.
Hold on one
okay.
second.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
on
can you?
Second. Let me just finish this thing
with Sasha. Hold on one.
Okay,
go ahead. Here. Here. And I wish on all the rainbows.
I wanted us to sing happy birthday to her. This is her Pookie surprise party.
Pookie giving me a party.
Yeah, I'm giving Toya a surprise party.
Hush
and so,
your mouth.
Yeah, so I wanted us to sing Happy Birthday to her.
Okay. I can't
my
sing,
birthday.
No. It's a surprise party. You don't give surprise parties on the birthday. You give them a surprise. It wouldn't be a surprise if it was on your birthday. Right. It's a surprise party.
Okay.
But
we
got to say surprise. Surprise! Toya's birthday. Toya's birthday is coming up. It's on, when's your birthday? Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
I can't keep up with no birthdays no more.
That's okay, yeah. Grandma.
Yeah.
When Carmen was here, she used to help me pretty good.
Well, I was like, let's sing Happy Birthday to Toy, and that's gonna be my birthday present. So,
okay,
y'all ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Monica. Come on. We got to sing. Sing. May God bless you. May God bless you. Okay, yay. Oh, okay. Hey.
Thank you. I was trying so hard to go grab a phone to record. Pookie started so quick. I was like, I want to record this.
Oh.
I got the end, though. I got the end.
You got the end.
Of it,
yes. Thank you. That was so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
All right. What day is it?
It's Saturday, Grandma.
Okay. All right. I'll try to remember.
Oh, it's okay if you don't.
That's
what we're playing
music now.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the exit music. This is the
Hendrix
party music.
Right. My love has come along. All right. My lonely days. I'm cooking stuff here. I
have
to get back in the kitchen.
All right, Grandma.
Okay, thank you.
And life is
all right, love
like
you.
A song.
Thank you.
Monica said happy birthday, too.
Oh,
hey, don't hang up here, Toya.
I'm not.
Thank you. She said, thank you, Monica.
The sky's above the blue.
He's playing all my songs, Ma. I told him one thing I do love is Everett can remember it.
The night I look at you.
Oh, did you get to hear your song, Ma? Good.
Yeah, she heard it. You was switching over and she heard it.
Oh, okay.
That I could speak to. A dream that I can't
talk
on. I found a thrill to
rest. Aww.
She'd
be looking for him. It was so sweet. Aww. Daddy was, you know how he slides her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, I gotta bring our special guest in.
And here we are.
Okay.
In heaven.
We got another special guest.
is most certainly coming out of Africa, most certainly out of West Africa, probably Cameroon or Benin, okay? Now, the next thing that we did, once we found out what Charles' DNA looked like, let me get to the right page here. We then started to look around to see if we could find other people in databases, in DNA databases, that shared the same type of DNA as Charles did. And we found a few.
I remember this part.
One of them, which I think is very interesting, that we probably ought to follow up on, and this will be the job for the next generation to start looking at, is a person who's participated with a company called Ancestry.com. Are you familiar at all with Ancestry.com?
Yes.
Charles used Ancestry.com for like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that he would have that kind of connection.
So there's a man that also has been using Ancestry.com, and his name is Leroy Deontay Palmer. And he has a DNA match that's not exact to Charles, but it's close enough that these two men probably share a common ancestor that in Africa. Probably not here in the United States, but most certainly very close to the time that they left Africa. Okay? And so when we sent to this...
I'm sorry, Scott. Where is that gentleman located?
What we have to do is I'm going to send this information, and it will be possible because we have we built it.
You're breaking up for a second.
The phone's ringing.
No, it's just froze.
Did we freeze up?
Yeah.
You guys look pretty good.
I think we can try now.
Is it coming back on?
Yes.
You can still hear me though, right?
Yeah.
Please look at me. There's not much to look at here. But this guy's name is Leroy Deontay Palmer, and he has been working through Ancestry.com, which means that he probably has some genealogical information just because of the work that he's been doing there. And you will be able to contact him through his connection at Ancestry.com. And so I'm going to send that to you so that you'll have that. There's two or three others, Dominic Brooks and a Helen Lane, that have information on Ancestry.com that connects in with Charles. So we're pretty excited about what might be there and some new hints as to where you can look to find more of your ancestors and essentially your cousins that are out there that that don't fit or aren't seen on any of your genealogy charts yet. And we're going to connect them based on the DNA, and then we're going to put you guys back to work looking to see how do we make the name connections. That most certainly exists. Okay?
Okay.
So, it is also just really straight, right down the middle, African. It's another funny name that we call it L2A1. That line is probably the most frequent DNA line that we see coming out of Africa. And it's part of a very, very large group of people. And it all, again, originates in West Africa, which is what we sort of expected. But what we find now, and what makes me excited when we look at this group of L2A1 of Charles, as we go back and look on his mother's side, on his genealogy, we go back to Mary Nicholson, and Ora Hunt.
Yeah.
You remember those names?
Yeah.
Okay. And born, looks like in Mississippi in 1901.
Yeah.
Everyone have that memorized?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we found was that there are 4 people in our database that match Charles exactly on his mother's DNA line. Okay? That means that these people share a recent common ancestor on their mother's line with Charles' mother's line. If we look at them, 2 of them are actually from individuals that we collected their DNA in Africa. So we've been to Africa, we've collected about 10,000 DNA.
Hold on. Let me call Mom back.
Listen, Dad, are they still there?
Yeah, they are. These 2 people are still in Africa, and they're in Cameroon. Okay. One of them has a last name that is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled N-G-W-A. N-G-W-A. Anybody have a guess on how to pronounce that?
Okay.
Nugwa? Yeah, something like that. Probably something like that. N-G-W-A. That person is currently living in Cameroon.
Okay.
There's a second one in Africa, and their last name is spelled E-H-O-U-M-I. Ihumi? Ihumi, maybe? Also, probably in Cameroon. Okay? And then there's a third one that's also in Africa, but we don't know exactly where yet. We're still working on where that sample came from. And we'll continue to get that, update you and get that information to you. But the fourth one that we found that I think is interesting, and it's going to take some detective work on your part, but I think it's real reasonable to go after this person and see if you can find some connections, because they have an exact match with Charles' mitochondrial DNA, which means his mother's 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 DNA. And this person, his last name is Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. And they're here in the United States. It looks like that their mother's mother's mother goes back to a place in Clinton County, Kentucky.
Clinton County, Kentucky. Okay.
And in 1903. And so that's just about the same time when Ora Hunt was in Kemper County, Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now, these 2 places are about 400 miles away from each other. So we...
Okay, you still there, Toya?
Yes, I am still here. That was amazing.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, I got 1 more song, and then we're going to close the party down.
Okay, I can party all night with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
This is awesome.
Oh.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
That was all those calls you
gave. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Press star. I did.
To send your message, press 1 at any
press
time.
1. They won't let
to
me press 1
message,
right now.
To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Don't worry, it's the government. The government doesn't really like me that much, so they do things like this constantly.
Sorry,
it's no big
please
deal.
Try again later. Thank you
really,
for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, but it really, like your call drop, little things like that, it's no big deal to me no more. I'm kind of used to it, and so it don't even bother me. I just be like, I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't upset me. But let me play this other song, and then here we go.
fact, my sister, I'm going to bring through a brother who wants to interact with you. He goes by the name of Charles. Are you there, Charles?
Greetings.
Charles?
Brother C.
Yes.
Yes? Yes? I'm familiar with Brother C.
All right, okay. I'm not, so let's see how this goes. But I don't think we can't hear you at the moment, Brother C.
Yeah.
So either your mic is not muted, so there's something wrong with your mic, and even your picture seems choppy. I can't hear you, Brother Charles. I might have to let you go. And you can type whatever that you're gonna say in there. Oh, we got something there. Charles?
He'd like to say something about slavery.
Yeah.
Okay, can we hear him?
No, we can't.
And let's not forget, one of the biggest ways in which that's happening is through the prison industrial complex.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Wow. Forgive me. I just want to say, you know, in America, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution in 1865 legalized slavery. And so for the last 155 years, you know, people have been under the illusion that slavery was abolished in America, but it wasn't abolished. What happened was it was reconstructed to its modern prison form. It's a billion-dollar industry in America. And what they're striving to do is they're striving to go global with it. They're striving to reignite that reality. And so as we have these conversations internationally, dealing with the dysphoria across the world, Brazil, South America, Africa, Europe, America, it's like we have to be focused, in my humble opinion, on the fact that the systems of Western civilization, you know, I call it an alchemy of disempowering us in order to empower them. It's like those systems have never really changed. They're the same systems. And so when we divorce ourselves from that thought, the systems of thought that Western civilization has kind of indoctrinated us into, you know, it's like as we form new concepts and ways of viewing our history, it's important that, you know, we identify the fact that slavery is real right now in America. I've been dealing with the brothers behind prison walls in America. When I say all, I mean every street gang united around the fact that it was a system of slavery. It's like in the present, I think that issue is central to our global ability to have this conversation about our situation from our terms to empower those billions of people. But I'll be quiet now and let the sister speak. Sister Esther, thank you for everything you've done. This is like the second greatest honor I've had in my life, other than kissing the feet of Chairman Fred Hampton, you know, Senior's wife. You know, I got to kiss her feet. This is the second greatest honor of my life. I love you and adore you and will follow you anywhere. Peace and blessings, love and service.
Peace and blessings, love and service.
A lot of black love on Got Christine TV. This evening, Kings and Queens of a gift tax for all the black love. And you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes from a black man to a black woman. We need more of that kind of black love, Kings and Queens.
Give inside.
But before you come in, sister, I just want to inform the brother that the situation is similar over here in relation to the Human Rights Act of 1998 and the institutionalization of slavery along legal lines. But go ahead, sister Esther.
All right. So yeah, that was Dr. Esther Stanford over in the UK. She's the head of the Stop the Maagamizi reparations movement. It's like an international, like the whole world. She has like millions and millions and millions of followers. But I asked her a few years ago, you know, we've been friends, Facebook friends for years. We chatted a few times. I think I talked to her once on the phone. But it's like, I can't remember. But it's like, but I asked her, you know, some time ago, Can you tell people over there? Because you know she's a PhD. You know she's in the education system and all that. So it's like, can you tell people over there that slavery is real in America? And so when I got on the little Got Kush TV thing with her, you know, my mic wouldn't open up. You couldn't the same old stuff that they always do to me, you know. And And so she started telling what I was going to say. And I was like, I love you, Esther. Thank you. You know, but I just wanted to share that with you for your birthday and tell you how proud I am of you and how thankful I am to have such a big little sister like you. You know, it's like my life wouldn't have been the same. You know, I look at Charles's life, you know, and I see how, you know, just how different it is for him, you know, not having a Toya, you know. And it's like I just really, I appreciate you and love you and adore you. And really, you've been my best friend my whole life, you know. It's like I really appreciate your love and your just steady, constant friendship and just you. I appreciate you, and I'm proud of you. And I want to tell you one more thing. You know how Uncle William used to always call me Uncle Pookie?
Yeah.
Well, I got an uncle now, Uncle Nolan.
that's
gonna be my uncle. I'm like, hey,
uncle. Uncle Nolan, because Uncle William was always called Pookie, Uncle Pookie. So he said, I got an uncle now, Uncle Nolan. Oh, okay. I'm lost for words, which is very rare for me. But this is an amazing birthday.
Oh, I love you. I love you. No, you and mommy, y'all the greatest. Y'all made my poverty just, I felt like a king and I was a billionaire with y'all, because it was like, y'all always like, I'm thankful. Thank you so much for that. Anyway,
well,
so happy birthday,
you.
Toya.
Thank you. Oh, boy, Ma, that was awesome. I wish I could have recorded it. Yeah, you can say something, Ma.
Okay, good. My top one is over.
Well,
my heart is so full.
Oh,
this has been so special for me. I know it's hard, whatever, but for us to be talking together like this, and we're not able to do that often, has meant the world to me. Thank you, Pookie. But surprise and LaToya.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being the greatest family. Y'all, I really, humbly, I understand so much more about life now, you know, and just how it all interconnects and how special our life and our family has been to the world, you know. Honestly, it's like there truly is a special spirit in the strength of family, you dig? And it's like, you know, like my daddy said, I understand why he was such a happy man, you see, why he is such a happy man, you know, but it's like, we have a real love in our family, and I'm thankful for it, and I appreciate it. And I just wish I could have been a better son, a better uncle, a better father. You know, I wish I could have been a little better for y'all, but, you know, I was trying to do all this other stuff, too. And I kind of slacked on the family a little bit, but it'll pay off in the future. Like 100 years from now, it'll really pay off. Watch. You watch,
yeah,
mark my word.
Yeah.
But I love y'all.
Hey, money does not compare to what you just gave us, Cookie.
Exactly.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, Mom.
It's true.
But, you know, God already touched my heart. I know my money's coming, though. It really is. And when I get it, watch. Y'all going to be like, Pookie said that was going to happen. No, God touched my heart. I tell y'all the truth. I'm just telling y'all, I know it. Just like I knew, I know. I just, it's like when we were in Hawaii, when we got married in Hawaii, you know, it was like, you know, we were on the beach. God touched my heart and said, you're going to see somebody you know. Not somebody Monica know, nobody in her family. It's going to be somebody you know. And I was like, Monica, God just touched my heart and said, we going to see somebody I know. And it's not nobody you know. We only got 2 hours left. I can't wait to see it. I know it's going to happen. It's just to prove it to you. So, you know, and so then we went to the airport. We get to the airport, and Mike Anderson, he's the head coach of the University of Arkansas now. We used to play basketball at the Hyper every day, you know. He was the coach that put me on the University of Arkansas basketball team when they went to the Final Four, you know, and I couldn't go back because I, you know, pledged and all that. But it was like, so I'm looking. I look up. I ain't even thinking about it. I'm like, hey, I know that dude. That's Coach. And I ran over to him. Hey, Coach, how you doing, man? You remember me, Charles, man? You remember my cousin, Wallace Spearman. He was like, oh, Wallace. I was like, well, no, his father, Big Wallace. Then he really remembered me because that's, you know, he remembered Wallace, you know. Big Wallace. And it was like, oh, and so he took a picture with me. But it's like God touched my heart. He touched my heart when Charles was born, you know. That's why I didn't throw the man over the balcony. You know, it's like all I can tell y'all is I'm telling the truth. That's all I can tell you. And I know my money coming. I've already seen the house. I mean, really, watch. And when it happens, all I'm going to say is, I told you it was God. It ain't me. It's God. But anyway, I love y'all, and I appreciate you. And
love you, too.
Happy birthday, big little sister.
Thank you.
I love you, mommy.
That was awesome.
Wait, okay, yeah.
How can I get all the wonderful things that you just played?
I'll make you a little something and send it to you.
Well, I need how do I get that report of your daddy's DNA?
Oh, I got that. Well, I only got like 15 minutes of it, but I can send that to you, too.
Okay. That would help me.
Okay.
All right.
But
thank you.
Let me see. What else? All right. Yeah, happy birthday. Tell everybody I said hi and I love them.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
kissing on a phone to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a song.
Still find my way by the Can we go all the way together? Oh, this is the man of the house. You got all, you're really brave to have all these people at your home.
What are you thankful for?
What are you thankful for?
My two kids and my grandkids and everything else.
All right now.
And I'm good wife.
All right now. There you go. Ooh, wait till you see this.
You say happy birthday? Charles. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah. Happy birthday to you.
All right, that's good enough. Happy birthday.